Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
I'll tell you what the cure for the summertime blues is. It's walking down a beach, 12 feet away from somebody else, dipping the only part of your body that is allowed into the water, I believe it is just the foot. Is that what we learned earlier, Danielle?
The ankles.
Ankles. Yeah. Rex Ryan is thrilled.
You're not allowed to fully go into the water.
Right.
I'm guessing because we don't want to give the sharks the COVID.
Yeah, you don't want to give the sharks the COVID.
So just dip the foot in.
I'm curious.
No hacky sack, no volleyball,
no frisbee,
no throwing a football, no campfires on
no
the Cape.
No cornhole.
No. Yes, what you're curious about? What, Daniel?
I don't know if every beach has lifeguards staff there, but is the water restriction maybe in part to so that like lifeguards don't have to deal with potential drownings and administer CPR?
I don't know, Ken. Might be. You're doing what Ken does, which is you come up with a reason to try to justify
it. Nice try on a Friday before a holiday weekend.
In Maine, the lifeguards drive up and down the beach where you're not allowed on their ATVs to make sure that everybody's socially distant. That's what they
do. In Southie, you have to tread water for an hour in order to prove you can swim before going in.
All right.
Let's
get to quarantine 311.
When you see neighbors not practicing social distancing or gathering in groups of 10 or more, it's time to call. Quarantine 311.
All right, well, we do this every once in a while, go over some of the concern that citizens have when it comes to others who are not following the protocol. Before we get to Boston, Curtis, Erickson's Ice Cream opened up. That's the surest sign of summer for me that there is the local ice cream place. It's in Maynard, right on the town line with Stowe. And they have a Facebook page, and they were announcing that they had senior citizen hours.
Okay.
From 11 a.m. till 12 p.m. so they could get their ice cream. And a resident was expressing the following concern on Facebook, and I'll read it verbatim. Can we talk about the parking lot, though? Lots of people hanging out outside of their car by the exit of the line. Some of us are reluctant to go get our ice cream because people are hanging outside of the car.
Mm-hmm.
Now, What are those people, what are they eating their ice cream outside of the of the car?
Yeah, you can't do that. You got to go get in your car and leave. Eat it someplace else. Drive to the Walmart parking lot.
What if it melts? I mean, that's
isn't there. Greg has never actually had ice cream melt on him in his life.
Facebook was started when I was in college, and it was just students, and it was fine. The second they let the old people on that thing, it sucked. I haven't used it in like years. Oh.
These town Facebook pages are blowing up with Karens who are losing mind over S, and it's ridiculous.
I love how now everybody gets to know what it feels like to be black and live or live in the hood. It's
there
like, yeah, I really want to go to that McDonald's, but there's a group of kids on that corner right there. I don't know if I want to walk by that. Let's just circle around the block, man.
Right, you're saying they used to be reporting somebody who didn't look right driving in a car. Now they're reporting people standing outside their car eating ice cream.
Oh, man. So this is what it's like to live in a rough neighborhood. I don't want to walk past people because I'm afraid, so I can't get ice cream.
Don't look up, Billy. Yes. Don't look the man in the eye. You might have COVID.
No, Jermaine, you cannot go down to Maverick. The projects are too tough.
All right, let's go over some of the 311 calls. Curtis, where do you want to start?
We'll start on Beacon Street. Beale Construction Project. Worker walking along pedestrian walkway with mask underneath his chin. Unable to physically distance because of the new walkway as a result of the construction. Therefore, as a result, I was exposed to his germs. Construction isn't set to reopen in Boston until May 25th. I don't understand why this project falls under that scope. Now I'm being exposed to other populations as we know too much about COVID to allow this. Come on, Marty. Don't let me down. This is my neighborhood.
The under chin has become my go-to.
Yeah.
Because people can't really say anything to you. You know, you're wearing it. You've just lowered it so you can breathe. They don't know if you're having trouble breathing or whatever. So you got the thing on around the ears, but you just throw it under the chin. They can't
doesn't
say,
look good, though.
They can't say, but it doesn't matter. They can't say. They just can't say anything to you, and you can breathe. You know,
it's like a beard hammock.
You're not fogging your glasses up.
Sounds hot. Yes. Roxbury. Airbnb, too many people coming into short-term rental apartment for socializing. Far too many people to socially distance in that small space. Also, appears to be not using the shower. These people reek.
I thought the Airbnbs were shut down.
I have no idea.
No, I don't think so.
They're not. Yeah, I think so. I think they're. And I was talking to somebody the other day who wanted, they're desperate to go away from Memorial Day weekend. They wanted to go to Maine. And so they got a rule in Maine about the Airbnbs that only essential workers can rent an Airbnb right now.
Okay.
So they call up and they're trying to rent the Airbnb, and the guy goes, "Eh, we got this rule about being an essential worker." He said, "So I don't need any documentation or anything. I'm just going to ask you, are you an essential worker? Are you an essential worker?"
Yes, I am.
And great, come on up. I'll see you Friday.
Sounds good.
See you Friday. Send the deposit.
Oh, my God. We're going back to Dorchester here. Basketball court. People in groups are still getting in to play basketball after the gates have been chained up. I have observed groups during afternoon hours with no end in sight and not a single care about their fellow man.
Hey, you got to get down to them courts, man.
Yeah.
And Wainwright Park got some nice courts there. You get some good basketball.
Head to Roslindale. The white-haired lady at 124 Metropolitan Ave in Roslindale harasses people walking dogs past her house. I'm sick of this lady yelling at me and the rest of our neighborhood for walking by her yard. She says nothing but rude things and yells from her windows. I've been yelled at for months as we walk by, and my dog has never done anything more than sniff her grass. Leave us alone.
We are destroying each other as a society.
That's nuts.
Weather's
getting warm too.
We are absolutely destroying ourselves.
We're going to Snow Hill Street. There are two women rollerblading while blasting music. They are not socially distancing, and they've been here for the past 2 hours. No masks or gloves.
Do you have to wear a mask and gloves if you're in a group with people that you could be related to?
Ken?
I'm not the mask guy. I'm out on
I
masks.
I think it's only if you can't socially distance. I don't know if the family member part makes a difference with that.
So you like you have. So if you're family, you still got to socially distance.
Yeah. I don't know anything anymore.
By the way, how quickly is the current rollerblading trend going to disappear when this is all over? Like everybody went out and bought themselves an expensive pair of rollerblades, and they're going to be done with it in 2 or 3 weeks as soon as they could go get back to the gym.
How does the lady not know that these two girls are not sisters? I mean, and then you know. Going out for a nice rollerblading.
Right. It's unbelievable. We're going to head back to East Boston. 15 people playing soccer now at Lopresti Park. No masks. Same as always. I called the police, but they don't usually do anything.
No, they don't.
Get their soccer in
there. We're going to go to Comm Ave. College students drinking alcohol on BU campus, not practicing social distancing. They're not supposed to be here. Probably New Yorkers.
Oh, that's great.
Probably New Yorkers.
If they had a pitcher, if they had a, like, you know how they do, like, the pitch. If they had a pitcher for 311, the picture of the person would be, I remember, like, an old woman just sitting in her window, just calling the cops every 2 minutes.
Furiously.
Yeah,
dialing,
yelling and screaming.
On the rotary phone.
Oh, yelling
furiously.
And screaming. You know, that's all I can picture right now.
This one comes with a picture. I'll tweet it out after the segment. It's in the North End, and it is a group of men not wearing masks properly. What is the point in wearing your mask over your chin? Literally every one of these six men, except for one, has the mask over their chin. Literally. People walking by have their mask over their chins and not their nose and mouth. Are we trying to end the spread or not? My entire business is shut down because of this, but these clowns can stand outside without their mask.
Oh, these clowns.
My business will go out of business after the summer if no one takes COVID-19 serious. I am just flabbergasted. That is all.
Fully bought in. Just fully bought in.
Imagine typing flabbergasted. Oh, what an idiot. Go back to the North End. North End Fitness at 155 Endicott Street is operating for business. There are different people in workout gear coming and going throughout the day. I guess bicep curls are more important than flattening the curve.
Sun's out, guns out.
This is just a quick one at Sparrow Park. Mother pushing three kids on swings at closed playground. Not wearing mask. Oh, my God.
This is the new America.
We'll head to Christopher Columbus Park. Christopher Columbus Park, now at least 50 people, no one wearing masks. Please, Mayor Walsh, do something. How many people do we need to sacrifice before you do your job?
Oh, God. Really?
Oh, my God.
Sacrifice. We're
a
sacrificing.
Mask mandatory? Like, just in public?
Advisory. It's an advisory law.
What's an advisory law?
There's no such thing.
So they're not mandatory. So then what are people complaining?
They're mandatory if you don't want to be shamed off the planet, yes.
We'll end with this one. Dunks and Mattapan. Employees not wearing proper PPE, unwilling to help serve citizens with disabilities who cannot drive through, not open according to city guidelines, restricting access to people for takeout without vehicles. Selective discrimination against disabled and mobility issues impaired. Please send to the Boston Board of Health. I know several attorneys.
Oh, there it is. I know several attorneys.
There's the flex.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable. Well, here's a texter who said, I just witnessed a guy lower his mask and sneeze into his elbow and then put his mask back on.
Well, where? I mean, well, you're supposed to sneeze in your mask. Have you ever sneezed in the mask? It's awful.
That's the whole point of the freaking mask.
Can't sneeze into a
like
mask.
People lower them to talk all the time too, and their droplets are coming out.
It's the most ridiculous. It's
the most ridiculous thing ever.
It seems
and
like
then these, you know, the mayor's up there going, "Hey, right, no cookout."
It seems like the mask. The only reason why you wear them is so when you breathe, people will feel comfortable that you're not breathing on them. But when you have to talk or you have to sneeze or you have to do anything else, you have to lower the mask.
I could just picture them typing on the 311 app where they witness these six gentlemen wearing masks on their chins. Just
I
so
wish
angry.
They had a voicemail for 311. Oh so I would good. Love
right?
that.
Yeah, I know. They're like, oh, let me check the state website. Is it yellow, red, or green? All right. We got to get to what is trending.
OMF. Weekdays from 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Moxie Soda, distinctively different. We had another Gronk appearance last night. He talked about Brady a little bit. This was on the Late Late Show with James Corden. You want to hear Gronk's explanation for how he came to Tampa and what their communication was?
Does Tom Brady call you and say, I'm joining the Buccaneers, do you want to come with me?
Oh, it kind of went down a little bit like that. You know, he went through his whole process. He did what he had to do. And then I called him. I was like, whoa. I was like, whoa, Tampa Bay, baby. I was like, how's the weather down there? He's like, oh, it's great. It's fantastic. And then I was like, oh, man. Like, Tom, I've been thinking about football a little bit. I'm just teasing with him. And he's like, oh, I could just tell. He's getting all this excitement. And then I'm like, oh, my mom lives down there too, like an hour away. You know, it's like, it would be great to have a new opportunity. And all of a sudden he just screams on the phone, Rob, I just want you to come back and play with me. And I was like, oh, all right. I'll come back then, Tom. No problem. He was crying like, oh, my God, please come back. I was like, wow, he just missed me that much. So I had to come back.
Too much information, Danielle. We learned that with LB on the
TMI.
Old show.
Too many details.
If there's too many details, you're being disingenuous.
You've thought about it too long.
Yeah.
Well, it seems like that based off of that, then that would dispute all the reports that Tom had been pushing for Gronk to come back. It seemed
like
Gronk was the one who goes, you know, Tom, hey, you going to Tampa?
Right. Randomly called him on a Tuesday.
Yeah, I'm thinking about coming out of retirement.
He was shocked that Tom picked up, and boom, suddenly he's a Tampa Bay Buccaneer.
They get less likable by the day. I'd like to remind people, Mutt predicted last summer Gronk would be one of the finest actors in America. That was like his statement. Gronk was going to be a total superstar.
That was a scoop.
And I was right again. I did tell you that Gronk would be back playing football.
You and Dale.
That's right, me and Dale.
To make matters worse, the Tom Brady documentary coming to ESPN in 2021, 9 parts, Man in the Arena, produced by Gotham Chopra. I'm sure it'll be well done. And like Tom versus Time, it's just, do we expect any new information out of this? Probably not.
No, probably not.
Edelman's birthday today. NHL conference call last night went pretty well in terms of agreeing on a return to play deal. Bob McKenzie says Donald Fehr has the votes needed. They'll finalize that today. So coming back this summer, Wiggy doesn't like the.
I don't like the format, but I'm excited that they are going to come back. You know who else?
I cannot wait.
You know who else is a Debbie Downer and a doomsday Dale that doesn't think they're going to come back and play is Ordway. I heard him and Christian talk. He don't think that sports are coming back.
Any sports?
No sports.
Really?
Yeah.
Breaking news: Massachusetts COVID related unemployment rate in Massachusetts is now 15.1%.
Just think about all the lives we're saving.
We didn't get Wiggy's reaction to the Ohio State AD who said 20,000 like fans in the seats. How about that?
20,000 to 50,000.
Yeah.
50,000 if they relax a little bit.
And you said college football not until January.
Yeah, well, I saw a lot of college football. Boston College, Notre Dame said they're going to try to have their kids back on campus. And the AD, the president of the NCAA, said, in order for there to be college football, kids would be back on campus. So I'm looking at it like.
I hope so.
I'm feeling good, Greg.
I hope so.
There are a lot of schools that now they vote. You know, they voted to open it back up as far as the training goes.
Yeah, I'm
excited. June 1st, I believe it is. June 1st.
Bentley Falcons have to try to repeat any 10 conference champions. And thanks to Bentley, reduced the tuition by 0.08%.
So I really appreciate
that. Nice gesture
that's
over there.
Fabulous. It's really, what algorithm did they use to come up with that fucking really, number?
Just like the pay cut you took at Entercom.
How dare you? I took the full. I took the bigger one than you did there, fella. All right.
We're swinging our peck of pay cuts around.
I took a bigger pay cut than you. But.
Real quick, the Tuca Zoom last night, our private Zoom.
Yes.
Excellent. And you called Tuca out for this because it was a little bit of a scary thing of him just left to sit there. He was asked by one of the contest winners, is there anybody you would like to stick in front of the net, like whack with your stick? Right?
That was a kid, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Who asked that? One of the 7-year-old. I love it.
It was a good question, but here's Tuca's answer.
Hey, maybe it's still coming. There's so much built-up anger inside of me that I might just do that in my last year and start swinging for the fences.
And so last year, obviously, but then he had to clarify and backpedal after you pressed about it, but... Do you think secretly this could be last year?
He said on the show when we had him on originally some weeks back, I don't know, months back, talking about that he might, you know, only play one more year.
Yeah, this might be it.
Ugh.
Might be it. Maybe if they win.
Go out like, in style, like Tom Brady next year. It's the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is Mark from Woburn. What's up, Mark?
Yeah, Greg, I just wanted to wake everybody up on a lot of facts that you guys and others keep misrepresenting. And,
yes.
And here's one of the biggest problems. The last pandemic was H1N1, and that was in 2010. So all the world governments and state governments were supposed to develop plans on how to address a pandemic back in 2010, 2012. So all the plans we're implementing today were really developed off that information. And the problem with that information was the United States only had 18,000 deaths in 12 months from H1N1.
Yeah.
We have 95 so far in 2 months.
Yeah.
But deaths aren't the problem. It's hospitalizations and the sick. And the problem is if we have, at the peak right now in March, we had 8,000 people in Massachusetts sick with all the precautions, meaning hospitalized. That was for age 20 to 80. And we had 8,000 people. Massachusetts only had 18,000 beds.
How many would we have had if we didn't mitigate?
Well, according to Fauci, it could have been more patients.
What's that?
According to Fauci, it could have been 10 times more patients.
Well, how does Fauci know?
Well, that was, once again, all these people's calculations, estimations based on other epidemics and other worldwide diseases.
So their guesstimates,
which have all been bad, I agree they've all been bad.
Yes.
The problem is that what we were trying to do is
just
stop the hospitalization.
No, I understand that. And in New York, there was a giant concern, as you know, about the hospitals being overrun, so much so that we... they built a gigantic new hospital in the
Javits Center.
Yeah, and
they brought in a ship.
And brought a ship in. Did they use either one of them?
No, correct. And that's one of the biggest problems we've had. Is the problem is every government official, every news media outlet, everybody has an expert. They're working off data and numbers from 2010's pandemic. And none of the numbers, and because we did all these precautionary things, we held off the disease excessively, we're finding is also a problem for us and trying to reopen.
At one point, 66% of the new cases in New York were from people who were social distancing. They got it in their home.
Exactly. And so it's a lose-lose situation how we look at it. And the biggest problem, though, is everybody is trying to make sure that we don't overrun the hospitals.
Right.
Because, trust me, if you overrun the hospitals, dying at home who need medical care being able to breathe is a horrific sight.
I got you that. But let me just ask you, because I'm going to reverse the question going forward.
Yeah.
What is the acceptable number of people who lose their jobs and cannot feed their kids to you? What's the acceptable number? Is it 50 million, 100 million? What is the acceptable number?
The problem is you're going to the end of the book. You can't go to the end of the book until you have a defined solution. And the problem is our governments, top to bottom, nobody has clear, defined, appropriate, common sense guidelines. And they've ultimately been making it worse because nobody's on the same page, which is disgusting because they had a chance in 2010 and 2012 to figure out how to address the next one. And clearly none of our governments worldwide have come up with a good plan to handle this kind of situation.
Well, some governors,
so everybody's flying by the seat of their pants.
Some governors can. I mean, how do you think Governor DeSantis has been able to do what he's been able to do in Florida?
Well, once again, they're going to see a problem, but that's the point. Everybody's opening half-heartedly.
Wait, what? They're going to see a problem, but that's the point?
The point is people, they don't have the same crowded demographic that we would do. If you have 10,000 people in one square mile versus their 10,000 people in a 5 square mile, you're going to have a less of a spread, a less possibility of contagion.
Miami,
it's a lose-lose situation.
Wait. Miami isn't crowded?
Not as crowded as downtown Boston.
What?
Atlanta's pretty crowded.
Look at the numbers. Look at the numbers. We're about 2 times greater than they are.
Okay, but did you see those pictures? Wait, Mark, did you see the pictures of the beaches in Florida and the whole country literally turned it into a punchline, including us on this show, saying it's going to be a disaster there? It never came to pass. It never occurred.
That is correct.
They were crowded. There was a bunch of people.
Here is where we've overestimated a lot of things, but the problem still remains. If we were haphazard and we took no precautions, it would be guaranteed we would have overwhelmed our medical institutions to be able to handle all the cases.
Guaranteed by whom?
Guaranteed by, look at the numbers now. We've had 95,000 deaths in 2 months.
Okay.
So,
but we're going to get to a point.
And we've had over.
But, Mark, see, this is what I argue with Dale about.
Hold on, Mark. Mass General and Brigham, their intensive care units are over. They had to double their space capacity. They've got like 400 patients each in their hospitals that they're treating, which are exceeding what their standard capacity is because they've had to double and triple it. And that's under controlled situation.
This is where I argue with Dale all the time about, right, is the whole thing of this whole social distancing in the beginning was to flatten the curve and do everything we need to do. So now we get to that. And now they move the goalposts. Now it's second surge. And here's what I always argue with Dale, right? I know everybody says the number of deaths, which is it's a lot of deaths that we ultimately had from coronavirus. Yeah. But when you're talking about almost, 40 million Americans that are going to be unemployed. Now, this is from CNN, and we know what type of, political side of the map that they're on. More than 151,000 Americans died from drug overdose, alcohol abuse, and suicide combined in 2018. Mm-hmm. With all this stuff that's going on and the millions upon millions of Americans that are losing their jobs, right? What do you think those numbers are going to be when we start moving forward 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 years down the road? Yeah. Right? Yeah. So, yes, we're in a bad situation now with the amount of people that we're losing from the COVID, right? But we're ultimately one day within, whether that's, 8 months, 10 months, 12 months, we'll have a vaccine. So that number will be
maybe, and what percentage of the people are going to take it?
But all I'm saying is there's light at the end of the tunnel for the coronavirus when it comes to the vaccine. When you talk about those deaths, the drug overdose, the alcohol related deaths, the suicides, there's no light at the end of the tunnel because a lot of these jobs ain't coming back.
And just a quick note on the gentleman who just called in about the population of Miami versus Boston. South Florida has a population of roughly 7 million people.
Yeah.
Thursday's confirmed cases in Florida, the highest since April 17th, by
Governor,
the way.
Governor DeSantis, or Governor DeSavage, as they call him down there, went in and protected the nursing homes immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Not a single death at the Villages, and that's serious. That's true.
I mean,
that's insane.
Right.
The really smart thing to do, take the at-risk population and find ways to protect them immediately.
Right.
I mean, they have a new thing, apparently. I learned this through where my mom is. They have a new thing where they have red, yellow, green at the nursing homes. So there's like a floor that is green, means that you're safe. Yellow means you might be at risk, you've been exposed or something, and you have red, which means you've tested positive. They got those guidelines from the Department of Health in Massachusetts within the last few weeks.
Right.
How's that now?
Right.
At the nursing homes?
Right.
I mean,
because weren't they sending the sick patients back into the nursing homes?
They did
that
in New York. They did that. So, I mean.
It's pretty confusing.
Yes. This is Tom from Fall River. What's up, Tom?
Good morning, guys. How are you? They always say long time listener, first time caller, all that. I go back to the old days of Eddie in the morning and all that stuff. But anyway.
How old are you? Tom, how old are you?
About the same age as you, Greg.
All right, 53, but you look like you're like me. You look like you're 37.
Yeah, I'm a little older than you.
Okay.
But anyway.
In an old photo?
I've been in business for 40 years.
Yeah.
And I've owned a small business. I graduated from college, started it in July, right after that. Okay, so, and I know, hey, I know what you guys, I'm on your side because, you know, you guys are owning small businesses. I love Curtis. In fact, my season tickets, I found out the other day when he said where his dad's tickets are, I'm right behind him in the same section. But anyway, yeah. And it's not like, you know, like you say, you get accused. Oh, you guys want to, you're not caring about the people. You're not caring about the people. Keep it closed. Just like you guys say, we could keep it open. I'm a small store. I never have more than two or three people in here, okay? And I'm a sporting goods store. The problem is most of my customers that I deal with is schools, youth organizations, groups, even restaurants and stuff. We do a lot of embroidery, do a lot of that stuff. They're not open. So the governor could say, okay, you can open tomorrow. It's not like I'm going to have 100 customers in here. Well, but even if I did, go ahead.
But no, but you want to. My issue is, it would be nice to be able for people to be able to plan, right. So we can get people back to work.
Because he wants to know, are they going to be high school sports?
Right. All right, we're going to have to do our Memorial Day weekend tradition a little bit later. We're running out of time right now, but I do want to get Anthony from Miami, Florida, on the show.
Yes, in Boston.
Anthony.
Goodness gracious,
Anthony, what's the matter?
My apologies.
You're in Miami?
I'm in South Beach, yes.
Okay.
M-I-A-O.
What's up?
I live right in the middle of South Beach. Been here 30 years. Been in business 26 years. Yep. Been shut down. Been going through everything everyone else has been going through here in the rest of the country.
Yeah.
And the person that was just on saying that we're different than Boston because Boston has a greater population, which you already clarified, is just absurd.
Yeah.
Okay. We are absolutely fine down here. We have already started a soft reopening, phase one. We're going to phase two, and Governor DeSantis did a great job. I don't want to get political at all. The situation down here is improving.
Yeah. I mean, Florida is a very similar state to Massachusetts, is it not? Right.
What are they doing down there, like in like the restaurants? Do you have aren't the nightclubs almost open? Aren't there supposed to be nightclubs?
No. Nightclubs is a big question mark. Mm-hmm. Okay. But the restaurants have been takeout since day one, since March. Restaurants have been takeout since day one. There's now curbside restaurant going on, and restaurants are open at this time. So bottom line is we are improving, and we are a Southeast Florida, never mind South Beach. Southeast Florida is a huge population with a lot of elderly. And like someone said on the air, we shut down the nursing homes, and that was huge.
Yeah. All right. Anthony, thank you. Wiggy just wants bottle service back.
Yeah, that's in the club.
Yeah. He wants to be popping bottles.
If the lounges are open, yes.
All right, we're going to take a break. We have a Memorial Day weekend tradition from the old show, which we're going to try on the new show before we get out of here today. And then it will be Dale and Keith coming up at 10.
People got their ways of coping. Oh, and I got mine. I drive your truck.
Well, before we go, we should probably get our picks in for Sunday. I know who Curtis is taking.
A quick note on Brady. A very warm Instagram post of he and Edelman, happy B-Day, Jules.
Oh.
With a heart.
Trying to pretend they're still cool.
I think he's been unfollowed by Edelman.
And, and Brady DM'd the show saying, keep up the 311, Curtis. I love it.
I don't know, Wiggy. You like Brady Mickelson or you like Manning Tiger?
Mm, it's a tough one, man, because, you know, I'm a huge Brady fan, but it's Tiger Woods, y'all.
I know.
It's Tiger.
It's kind of how I feel. Who are you going with, Ken?
Tiger's not right. You got to go Brady. Physically not right.
Yeah, but it's not like it's a huge
concern. Peyton knows some people with some illegal drugs that could get him to Tiger.
Speaking of that, Criminal never called the show. I want him on the show Monday when I'm not here. I'll be listening from Maine. I want him on the show.
I know. We've got to I'll reach out to him. I'm going to go Tiger. Can't go. I mean, I love Brady, but Tiger's world.
What do you think, Danielle?
I say Tiger.
I hate Mickelson. This one sucks. I hate him with poison. I love Tiger. I wish it was those two together.
But. I know. I think I'm going to go Manning Tiger. I don't know. I don't know what Peyton's game is like, though. I'm guessing he probably plays a lot of golf.
Right. I bet he's probably similar to Brady.
Does Brady do product placement with TB12 Protect in his cart or not his cart? You know, something.
Yes. Yeah. Hanging out of his bag.
Yep. How awkward will the one-liner jokes be?
Are they going to have to follow the golf course protocol that's in place, like the stupid styrofoam thing in the holes?
They're in Florida, right? It's Florida they're doing it, right?
At Medalist in Jupiter.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
so
yes.
Remember, Florida has different, you know,
so they can touch. Guidelines. So they'll be able to. They'll be able to touch the stick.
Yeah, they'll be able to touch the stick, grab the balls.
Okay.
Do it all. Share clubs.
They can't use each other's balls. I mean, you can't borrow a ball from somebody if you're out of.
Yeah, I think you can.
And breaking news, Mike Florio just reported that Belichick will be caddying for Peyton Manning.
Mm-hmm. I bet you they can. Well, they'll be walking. There'll be no cots, so they'll be walking next to each other. They'll be doing their joking.
Oh, they could probably. I mean, well, they're not going to use carts anyway. I mean, it's a broadcast, so they're gonna. Who's doing the play-by-play? Is it Jim Nance?
I believe it's
Romo.
Oh.
Who did I see? Is it Ernie Johnson, maybe? I think
what
it's Ernie
channel
Johnson.
Is it on?
TNT. It's Nick and Wiggy.
Oh, it's on. Spectacular.
Tom, before this match gets going, settle a bet for me. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
It's on TNT. Okay, so that means that it'll be, what's Marv Albert's son? Marv Albert Jr.?
Kenny.
Kenny and Reggie Miller. Ringing out the A-team.
All right, and that is, I mean, that's Tiger's home course, so some advantage there, maybe?
Advantage Tiger. Tiger Woods, y'all.
Yeah, yeah. All right, I'm sure that the betting on it is has been pretty intense, I would guess, right? You can bet on it, right? I'm sure.
I believe you can bet on it.
Other than table tennis, there's nothing else to bet on, so.
Well, that and soccer.
You can find it on TNT, TBS, True TV, and Headline News. It's on four channels.
Jeez.
All right.
Wow.
Well, hope everybody has a great Memorial Day weekend. Enjoy the beach. Get right out there today. Beautiful day to go to the...
I'll be at the beach today.
Drive to... where can you go? You can't go to the beach in Mass or New Hampshire.
You can go to the beach.
You can walk on the beach in Maine. New Hampshire. New Hampshire still hasn't opened the beaches, right?
I'm in Massachusetts and New Hampshire. You can walk on the beach.
Yeah, you just can't sit.
You can't sit on it. But you can Monday, right, Danielle?
Monday,
you can sit.
Yeah.
Monday, you can sit.
Oh.
Yes, he did.
I said ish.
Oh, you did?
I just dumped that.
All right, good. That was a tough one, Ken.
Your ish didn't sound like ish.
Your ish didn't sound like ish. You said that's the dumbest S ever. No,
almost made it to 10, Wiggs.
I mean, you've lost complete control, Wiggy.
How did I lose control? It makes no sense. I can walk on the beach the weekend, but I can't sit on the beach.
Correct.
All right.
The Criminal will be joining Dale and Keith at 11.
All right. Well,
it's actually OMF surprise guest.
Before we go, we're going to try this because we got some text messages. So on the old show, we had a Friday before Memorial Day weekend tradition, which we're going to try to continue here. So we would play the same song to start off the Memorial Day weekend every Memorial Day. So. We'll do that now. Dale and Keefe is next. But in honor of and to pay tribute to those who have given their lives for this country, Dropkick Murphys and Greenfields of France.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.